दृष्टवाचमहेतितम्
ममेति परिग्राह्य आह
ममेति परिग्राह्य
नृगो मे दत्तवानिति
नृगो मे दत्तवानिति
ताम्यमानं
तत्स्वामि
दृष्टवाचमहेतितम्
दृष्टवाचमहेतितम्
ममेति
परिग्राह्यः
नृगो मे दत्तवानिति
नृगो मे दत्तवानिति नृगो मे दत्तवानिति
ताम्
ताम्
शीदताम्
शीदताम्
नियमानाम्
नियमानाम्
बिन्दुलेदवे
बिन्दुलेदवे
तत्
तत्
हर स्वामी
स्वामी
मास्टर
मास्टर
दृष्ट्वा
दृष्ट्वा
सी
सी
उवाच
उवाच
से
से
मम
मम
माय
माय
इति
सिद्धस्
तम्
तम्
टू हिम
टू हिम
मम
मम
माय
माय
इति
सिद्धस्
तस् परिग्राही
परिग्राही
he who has accepted the gift
he who has accepted the gift
आह
आह
से
मृग
किं मृग
मे
मे दत्तवान्
दत्तवान्
के
इति
दश ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन द काउज फर्स्ट ओनर सो हर बीइंग लेड अवे ही सेड शी इज माइन द सेकंड ब्राह्मण हु हैड एक्सेप्टेड हर एज अ गिफ्ट रिप्लाइड नो शी इज माइन मृग गेव हर टू मी Number 18 onwards. As the two Brahmins argued, each trying to fulfill his own purpose, they came to me. One of them said, you gave me this cow. And the other said, but you stole her from me. Hearing this, I was bewildered. Finding myself in a terrible dilemma, concerning my duty in the situation, I humbly entreated both the Brahmins. I will give 100,000 of the best cows in exchange of this one. Please give her back to me. Your good selves should be merciful to me, your servant. I did not know what I was doing. Please save me from this difficult situation or I will surely fall into a filthy hell. The present owner of the cow said, I don't want anything in exchange of this cow. Okay, and he went away. The other Brahmin declared, I don't want even 10,000 more cows than you are offering. And he too went away. Perfect. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments, thus disagreeing with king's proposal, both Brahmanas left the place in anger, thinking that their local position had been usurped.
Om Ajnanti Virandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshur Vinkanjena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhuktare Swayam Rupa Kadamekyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jita Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sargana Lalita Shri Vishakantamsha हे कृष्ण वरणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी ब्रह्मानेश हरिप्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सन्निधि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
So, this is the story of King Mruga. And we see that in the purport, not in the purport, but in Krishna trilogy, Srila Prabhupada is commenting on this particular dilemma, that thus disagreeing with the king's proposal, both the Brahmanas left the palace in anger, thinking that their lawful position has been usurped. Now, lawful position of a Brahman, that one who is performing those actions according to his guna karma, the Brahmanas have three sets of functions. And to put that in a position that is a prestigious for them. So generally the smart Brahmanas who are very ritualistic, very concerned about following the rules and regulations rigidly, they fall into other aspect of Niyamagraha, and Upadeshamrita is said to be avoiding the rules and regulations altogether, or following them very stubbornly, which becomes rather obstructive to the development of devotional service. To neglect altogether, it's also called Niyamagraha. And to follow so rigidly, with no fructification of love of Godhead, what's the use? That is also worse. So Brahminical society who became ritualistic, this ritualistic means they would follow up to the last letter, what they call it, letter of the law, or law of the letter, either. And the smartism is indicated in this particular verse, because they would not agree. What an arrogancy they have developed. But we should understand in reference to Lord Krishna that he has a different plan altogether to break such a rigidity of the Brahminism. He one is saying that the king gave me, the other is claiming because the king stole from me and he gave it to you. And the king didn't know because the cow has wandered, you know. So once given is the property of one who receives. It cannot be given again. Now, what it means that was king careless? No. He was not knowing even. He was not knowing. But yet, these Brahmanas, out of that rigid position, that we are Brahmanas, and we are supposed to conduct these three activities, where dana and pratigraha, both are important. Pratigraha means to accept, and dana means to give in charity. To accept the charity as well as to give the charity. Now, why should the Brahmanas also give in charity? Jajana, jajana, patana, patana, dana, pratigraha. These are the three sets of activities Brahmanas are supposed to do. We can understand that he is a student himself, but while studying he can also perform ritualistic ceremonies for others. He practices and he performs for somebody else. Then, Patanapata. He is a student himself and as well as he teaches others. And the third one is Dana Pratigraha, means he should accept in charity, but he should also become municipal to give in charity. Because these three sets of functions will put the Brahman at the mercy of the society, that he doesn't have to endure extra. A Brahman is not supposed to work. To study and to teach others is not called work. It's not service of Shudras. And to perform yajna and for himself, as well as to perform for others, is also not called work. And Dana Pratigraha means both the sets of activities require somebody to give him some charity. So he is bound to accept for his maintenance. But it becomes so much, then what should he do? He will become attached. He will become attached. So in Smartism, this attachment is considered the great impediment in the sense that for devotional service it is impediment, but it is a prestige issue. In Smartism it becomes a prestige issue. So they would not tolerate this kind of misconduct, and they lose the purpose of why these three sets of functions are given to them in the first place. So, Prabhupada is telling that thus disagreeing with King's proposal to give 100,000 cows. 100,000 cows, and the best cows and the choicest cow. That proposal has been rejected. And the original owner says, even if you give me 10,000 more, I would not accept. So it is simply a prestige issue which is based on egoistic nature. The egoistic nature in the mode of goodness is also a binding factor. What allows to liberate? That what we said. Our ego, this false ego, is the original covering on the pure spirit soul who desired something against Lord Krishna. So, in the agency of Lord Sadasiva, which is the halo or the reflection of Mahavishnu's glance over the unmanifested material nature, is that halo is Sadasiva. And it is in the form of limb or the circle around moon. Have you seen a circle around moon? Sometimes in clear sky, very cold night, there is a reflection. So, similarly, when material nature was not manifested, but all the ingredients, the principal ingredients were there, unmanifested, Mahavishnu is glancing over it. And this glance is being reflected, and that is called Sadasiva in the form of ring. So, linga yoni kaatmika jata ima maheshwari praja. In Brahma Sahita, Brahma says that it is this original linga yoni combination, all the living entities were born. So, therefore, Sadasiva and Durga, both are our material parents. This living entity is also covered. Why Sadashiva has to take charge? Because the mode of ignorance is reflected. So he takes the charge of it. So he is in incarnation. Whose incarnation? Mahavishnu's. Because Mahavishnu's glance is being transformed as a reflection or the halo around the unmanifested material nature. So this Mahavishnu's glance is transforming as it coming in contact with the mode of ignorance. So Sarasya's position is like that. So this egoistic conception is the first covering every living entity is getting into. And if one gets liberated from that, then the last thing is to go is this egoistic conception. So, mode of ignorance, which is the category of the Pradhan Prakriti, is being reflected in Lord Shiva is taking. But again, with different modes of material nature, that is more of passion, ignorance and goodness, this false ego is again wrecked. So a living entity under the false ego of enjoyment separately from the Lord is given a chance to express his desires. But these desires will be controlled by the three modes. So one may have a false ego in total ignorance, one may have false ego in predominant mode of passion, or one may have false ego in predominance of goodness. So those who are in goodness, and Brahmanas are supposed to be in goodness. So this false ego in mode of goodness has a conception of happiness. In Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, when the three modes are described, the mode of goodness in the egoistic conception anticipates pleasure or material happiness. So if I act in this particular way, I'll be happy. If I don't cheat anybody, if I don't speak false thing, or I will not harass anybody, I will be peaceful and friendly to everyone. These are all external behaviors that people anticipate, you know, in mode of goodness. We teach our children, hey, don't lie. Say the truth, you will not be in trouble. Right? Like that. And don't harass anybody. Be friendly and you will be better off. But that means he will not be coming into the problem that has been created. He will be happy. He will be happy rather, because it's more of goodness and it anticipates happiness. So our children will become happy, they will not be disturbed and they will be good citizens. But this is according to Niti. But the ultimate purpose is to transcend even more of goodness. And how does this false ego is going to arise? So those who are too much ritualistics, Brahmins, they want to perform all these so-called sanskaras according to their traditions. They want to perform sanskaras also. But if they don't understand the purpose, it becomes only a tradition and would not yield desired result. So, we see these Brahmins are thus very, very stubbornly disabling that a stolen cow cannot be repossessed. So they could not come to an agreement, even though it becomes so simple. If a greedy Brahman is there, oh yeah, I will take 100,000 plus 10,000 you are giving me, I can take it. What's it? No. They are obstinate in principles. Obstinately following principles. That is called Niyamagra. This mode of goodness, the Brahmanas are supposed to stay in the mode of goodness. This mode of goodness, which is material in nature, can lead one to those kind of, you know, egoistic attitude. So, here, there is a disagreement. Even from, and king was puzzled that why am I getting into this? It must be providence. Certain situations are beyond your control that you do not have any reasonable answer to be found. But unless and until one is favored by the Lord in devotional service, that is possible to understand. Because the ultimate aim is to transcend even more of goodness. But the ritualistic Brahmanas, they forget. You can take another example. When Krishna and Balaram, with cowherd boys, they were playing and they became hungry. And they are sending the other boys, just go nearby, some rishis are, Brahmanas are doing fire sacrifices, you know. Tell them to give me food, bring some food, so we can have lunch. The boys approached the Brahmanas and they neglected. He says, go away. Don't disturb our ritualist process. Do you know we are invoking the Supreme Brahman? And here, Supreme Brahman personified is asking something, and they are doing. So, these ritualistic activities make even obsession, give an obsession to this. Even the mode of goodness thus binds. So, Jnana Sangena Chanaga Sukha Sangena Badnati. It is no doubt that it will increase the knowledgeability, more of goodness, makes us knowledgeable. But Sukha Sangena Badnati, anticipation of material happiness is becoming the binding factor. So, person in mode of goodness, that is a good status, but unless and until he engages in pure devotional service, he will not become free. And these Brahmanas are of that category. And these Brahmanas are disagreeing with king's proposal. And king was bewildered. King was bewildered. And he could not understand what's going on. There are so many examples in the Vedas that this smartism is prevailing everywhere. Actually, obsession of material possession, even by Brahmana, is dangerous. And they go up to the extent, just under that false ego, that I am Nija, this is mine. Paroviti, that is yours. Lagunam lagu chetasam. Lagunam means it is short mindedness. But on other behalf, Vaishnava is superior. Why? Udara charitanam vasudeva kutumbakam. He is so magnanimous. Simply by application of the knowledge in right perspective. He is not bound. He is liberal. He is broad-hearted. And this is a Vaishnava characteristic, Udhara Chaitra. These Brahmanas are not Vaishnavas. They are Brahmanas. So you can understand why in Krishna consciousness, Vaishnava is given more importance than simply Brahmanical aspect. But still, the rituals dictate to one, oh, I'm in a position of a Brahman. I have been born in the caste of Brahman family. I must retain that glory. The prestige issue is there. And one wants to do those ritualistic ceremonies, even though it is going to be redundant. Because there is an anticipation of prestige, profit and adoration. That is subtle desires attached. But actually, Brahman means, if he is Brahma, Janati the Brahman, that is not enough. Janati, anybody can know Brahman. But whether one is able to achieve Brahman, that is simply based on one, upon one whom the Supreme Brahman reveals himself, then he will be able to achieve. So that requires devotional service. So this short-mindedness is also due to that false ego predominated by moral goodness. And it goes to the extent, have you seen, it is in the Niti Shastra also taught, that one Brahman, by say his occupational duty, he considers it is my duty to go and beg alms, to receive charity. So he goes for it, and he thinks he will be satisfied with it. But suppose another Brahman comes out of want and goes and begs the charity, he says, how come he is entering in my area? This is called zonal system. That's your zone, that is my zone. Now, ours is liberal, alright? But, what is it that in Niti Shastra it is said, Brahmana, Brahmanam drashtva swanvat gurgurai. They bark like dogs. When one Brahman enters another Brahman's territory, how does dog mark that territory? But as soon as another dog comes, then So it's like that. They are considered to be swan, means the dogs. Simply living on the basis of charity, and they want to say that, yes, we have prestige, we accept charity, but you should also give charity, so you will be at least humble. You are not supposed to keep with you. You are supposed to distribute it. The knowledge has to be given out. You know? Performances of sacrifice, you should teach others and give them benefit. A Brahman means he should be a liberal person. So this is what is going on. And king was puzzled. He did not know what is to make out of this. Even if I am offering 100,000 cows, but he naturally accepts his position that now something is coming on me. Just for one cow, if this is all happening, but he is not asking for justification. A Vaishnava is rather dependent upon the Lord's mercy. So even in such precarious exchange of so-called duty, a Vaishnava would see, is there any satisfaction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by my activity? That is the outlook for Vaishnava. A Brahman may not. He would become obsessed by the moors. He would become obsessed. You know the story of that Brahman and cobbler? What is the distinction? Distinction is not only comes on the faith aspect, but also in behavior aspect, how he behaves. The faith is also in three modes. Faith in moral goodness, passion and ignorance. But the behavior should be also in moral goodness. Right? But a Vaishnava doesn't stop from there. He develops 26 qualities of devotee which are divine, and that makes him Vaishnava, not otherwise. So, because King Nrinda was a very pious king, he had learned all the art that he has to live for this inspection of the Lord, means in the Vaishnava. But he is teaching us by this example that what a puzzle he is facing. But he is not, you know, going to, that is, whatever inculcated in his heart, in the spiritual inculcation, that is going to save him. So, Bhagavatam tells that one has to perform all his prescribed duties for the satisfaction of the Lord. Prestige, promotion, and distinction. That is not the target. That is the selfish target. But the real self is Vishnu's interest. Real selfishness. Nati vidhu swartha gati ki Vishnu durashayai bahirarthamana. Andhayatha andhayi upaniyamana te pishatantraya purudam nibadhyaya. We should always keep in mind that the ultimate selfishness is Lord Vishnu. Not prestige, adoration, and distinction, which may be the standard of goodness. But this goodness is also available in Svargaloka. But Vaishnava destination is not Svargaloka. You can see, if this is happening ordinarily for earthly dwellings, Mrga and these Brahmanas, what would be the standard of, say, prestige, adoration, and distinction for Indra, the king of the heaven? And he is also becoming obsessed in so many ritualistic activities, forgetting his real purpose. Because the same principle, Sukha Sanghena Bhatna, I will do all the pious activities, so I will be enjoying it. But it is still in imitation of the Lord, in competition with him, and against the desire. Therefore, Krishna has to teach hard lessons. So, thank you very much. If anybody has any question? Yeah.
Maharaj, can you say that King Nrinda, because he had to meet Lord Krishna in person, so that was his destiny?
That is Lord Krishna's plan for a devotee, and Krishna is planning all the time like that. How to deliver his devotee? Paritrana, sir. Paritrana means
you.
But he is giving trana. He is giving him physical, what you call stress, physical or mental. Without giving, there is no trana. A devotee has to go under grueling experiences. We call acid tests. And for the non-devotees, there is no test. Because they are ignorant. Those who are educated, they have to show whether their education is real or not. Therefore, they have to go through test. If you don't study, what is the necessity of passing an exam? It is not free. So, Krishna always devises. And the devotee remains undisturbed. Check out the story of Rudraksha. He was undisturbed while Parvati was cursing him. And Shiva knows that. And Shiva is telling Parvati, you are making mistake. So even Chitraketu came before at Mother, you are right in your position, but I am also right in my position. So there are two distinct situations. One is materially situated for that functionality that Lord has ordained to. But a devotee has his own functionality. And that is in direct proximity of the Lord. He's never separated with the Lord. And he's ready to go through any encumberment, ugly situations. He's not afraid. Narayana parupikta na kutaschana bhikrati svargapiya narkeshu tulnartha evadarshi. Everything is equal. Because he knows. And he is in direct attention with the Supreme. Yes.
King Migas, while giving in charity, was that also tinged with that ritualistic motive of getting pious beyond for himself, or was it actually in that pure mood of wanting to serve the groundless and ultimately please the Lord?
These are the activities of Maya, but we have to perform. And king is supposed to also give in charity because he is the maintainer of his culture. But his maintenance should be in the mode of transcendence or for the pleasure of the Lord. Even for Brahman to accept charity for the pleasure of the Lord. The curse or counter curse that happens is based on the entanglement in the material activity. But one who is focused on the transcendental aspect of the Supreme Lord and His mercy and His nature, and so he uses that medium of his activity, varnashram, dharma, alright, whatever is ordained or prescribed to him, for pleasing the Lord, not otherwise. So, everybody is doing a prescribed duty, apparently, whether they are coming from the caste or non-caste. Bhagavad Dharma says, Atarpumbi dvijasreshtha varanashama vibhagasha swanutishthasya dharmasya samsiddhim haritosha. For the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, one must perform all this physical activity according to his mode of material mode and the type of work that he is doing. It must be done for the pleasure of the Lord. But because material activity is producing fruits which are also material in nature, so slight attachment to it will naturally put into a very precarious condition. So, those who are educated right from the beginning, they will go with a very careful approach. Ishavashyam idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita. I have been told that I have right to accept only to maintain my body and soul together. At that extent, I will not be entangled. But anything magradakasya over and beyond, it's a big risk to go through the so-called all the issues that generate from it, even prestige, adoration and distinction. We become obsessed by our own work. It gives us so many different kinds of conception in the mind. I'm this, I'm that. I have this standard of my life, and whatever I say must be done like that. Everybody is having their own empire, which is they want to make it distinct from others out of competition. Right? Or otherwise, they want to group together. But it is still becoming entangled. Doesn't liberate. So Bhagavad Dharma is based on only one and one aspect. Measure whether the Supreme is pleased or not. Because everything is conducted under His energy. How is that we can ever separate from Him and His energy? So, King Nrga, we don't know much of his previous history, but by understanding the example itself, and the king is supposed to maintain, and therefore he was giving charity. But such an action also bewildered him. And he could not find the cause. What did he do wrong? Right? So many times, we feel that, oh, how come this is coming over me? When we try to always remain alert for our material justification. Well, I'm earning very honestly, but why it is happening to me? Many times, we get, this guy is a culprit. He does a lot of wrong things, and how come he is advancing so much materially, opulent-wise? He has this much property, that much property. And how come, an honest man is suffering? That is more evident. Vahare kali yuga teri bari hari dukkha lage vahasi. This is Hansarsi Maharaj was quoting. It is in this Kali Yuga. Kali is corrupting each and every concept in such a way, what is that? Chor ko chore, sadh ko bande, pathik ko lagaye phansi, vahare kali yuga teri balihari, dukh lage aur phansi. In this Kali Yuga, the thieves are freely moving anywhere. They are never captured. But they will make sadhu responsible for everything. You are very religious, you believe in, and how come, your religion is allowing this and that? I remember in year 2000, when the World Conference of the Religion was sponsored by United Nations, from ISKCON I went, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj came from Russia, and about 380 sadhus were also coming from India of different denominations. Right? And the Christian organized this. They wanted to figure out what are these problems. And the United Nations was declaring a complete failure by themselves. Kofi Annan was the Secretary General at that time, and he gave his speech, you know, this is the most celebrated institution in the world where majority agrees in a united way. But on the course of our service, we have noticed something, that we fail to keep unity. We fail to keep unity. We fail to stop the violence. We fail to stop pollution of all the kind. We fail to prevent poverty. We failed to stop the nuclear race. And you guys, all the religious leaders, you control all the mass. So we want to dump all this burden of failure on you. Because we will make only money available. So the resource will come from us, Ms. Christian. We will give you to stop all these anomalies. Sadhus. Is it duty of a sadhu? But they were dumping on. So it was very funny, because it was Christian oriented. A new century was coming. And Pope Paul at that time, you know, also came to India in January and gave a speech in Delhi telling that how great is Christianity, that they conquered the Europe in the first century, and the second century they conquered the Africas and Americas. Now in the third century, that is the beginning of this, they are going to harvest the Southeast Asia. Means conversion. By hook or crook. So they were funding the whole thing. And towards the end, they also put up the resolution before the conference starts. And they were circulating it, signing it. So Indian sadhus were there, and they were tempted to get some foreign exchange for upgrading their ashrams. But they had to get into the soup of the burden of this foe. It's none of sadhus' business. But this is how the more of goodness or so-called charity is going to trap them into a treacherous plan of Kali Yuga. So they are making sadhus responsible to eradicate all the failures. And the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj is telling that Matimna Krishna Svata Paratava Mithobi Bhadeda Grahabratana Adhanta Bhuti Vishatantam Ishwam Kunahapunas Charitam Charavam. The resolute determination on Sri Krishna's devotional service will never arise by one's own effort or with the help of a friend or making a United Nations, Srila Prabhupada says. United Nations, Mithobi Padyat means United Nations. Because they are all disturbed mentally, entrapped into their sense gratificatory activities, so they end up performing such activity which doesn't have the juice. It's like chewing the chew. The juice is already gone. The juice is satisfaction of the Lord. It's already gone. So that kind of attention is only a Vaishnava can appreciate and understand and puts into practice. Not otherwise. This Brahminical society is so corrupt these days. Prabhupada also, you know, gives sarcastic remarks on this. Prabhupada said, in our childhood, I have seen in the street of Calcutta, one of our neighbor, out of want of some work, he ended up, even though in a Brahmin family, he was from Brahmin, and his forefathers were worshippers in the temple, they were pujaris and this. But this boy was not so inclined. So he ended up in his grown-up age to push a cart. It's a liberal job, a coolie, right? So he said, I have seen one time he was pulling the cart and our neighbor, those who were familiar, they were seeing him going. And it became simply ritualistic. Oh, Panditji, Pailadu. The son of, you are Brahman, Panditji, you are Panditji. I touch your feet. And he was pushing the cart and says, Beta Jiterapo. He is also giving the blessings. A Brahman is supposed to give the blessings, isn't it? So, this is very sarcastic. That there are no qualities of Brahmanas. Because he is not functioning, his activities are not pertaining to Brahman. Those who are believing him, that he was born in Brahman family, so he must be a Brahman. So he should be Panditji. But it is completely a farce, it is completely, you know, a paradox. And it is so illusionary that people are still obsessed. They think because they are born in Brahman family, they are better than others, regardless whatever they do. So such things are never approved. Because there is no purpose behind it. It's only a social prestige or profit or adoration. Look, we are Brahman, we must do. Any other question?
So could we say that King Rigo's difficult situation he is in there, is that a result of his giving in charity not being, you know, on the transcendental platform?
No, we cannot judge on that. Whatever Krishna's plans were, they become superior. So we have to become conversant, live at the mercy of the Lord in such confusion, surrender immediately. You know, don't look at the past, why it happened. Immediately, when anything is confusing, arising situation, we take shelter and become ready to, tolerate whatever inconvenience due to them. Because our consciousness, Krishna consciousness, cannot be traded in with anything. Our Krishna consciousness cannot be traded. It is so precious that you can't trade it. And that Krishna is telling, svalpam apyasya dharmasya trahyate mahatobhaya. Just a little of this Krishna consciousness can deliver us from the greatest danger. Because you are not losing your soul. You are not losing anything. Otherwise, the material action and reactions, they are not simple physical laws, like action and reaction. Karma has five factors. It's described in Bhagavad Gita. Karma depends upon 5 factors. The performer, the time, place, the influence of the moods, and influence of Deva, the superior. So where would you put up your justification? So how could we determine anybody's action? We have to see, however he may be, rather avoid everything. We see what is his Swarupa Lakshan. Yesterday we talked about it. And what is his cultivated Lakshan of the Tatastha Shakti. Swarupa means he must be first of all surrendered by consciousness. He should be surrendered soul. Jivera Swarupa Hoya Krishna Nityadas. Right? And Tatastha Lakshan means, because we are existing, we have to have a standard of behavior, Vaishnava etiquette, that promotes, the peaceful harmony of existence and benevolence, not like this greedy Brahmanas, or want to simply live according to their Brahminical culture and a ritualistic way for prestige, adoration and distinction. So King Mrigar's activity cannot be pinpointed, Can we ever pinpoint only a particular reason? There may be some apparent reason that, oh, in a previous life he committed this and that, for he got it. But sometimes it is disagreeable also. You know that Mandavya Rishi, there was a sage, Mandavya Muni, and in his childhood, he was playing with grasshopper and he put up a thorn or something to put it in the body and kill it. And then he became a great muni, but he was supposed to pay the reaction for that. And Yamaraj put him on a similar shuli. And he started complaining, how could you do this to me? Yamaraj is the authority on devotional service. Mandavya Muni was only ritualistic. And he could not justify. And look, I did only this much for a little insignificant insect and he did it for me. I'm such an advanced devotee. So he's cursing Yamaraj. And Yamaraj is not disturbed. He became Vidur. Right? This is the way it is. Vidur was Yamaraj, his incarnation. So anyway, the action and reactions are apparently very, very complicated. What to speak when we say intricate reasoning. But regardless, a devotee's attitude is only, is this opportunity that is coming over me is going to serve Krishna? How do I serve in this situation? So he always remains undisturbed in the service attitude if it is falling upon him. As long as we have material bodies, situations are going to fall upon us. However, we are trying by our education and our practice, our service, our earning to avoid it. But how much can we avoid the death, impending death? We cannot. So, svarpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Just a little Krishna consciousness and its complete pure surrender can save us from the greatest dangers, which is due to ignorant or false egos. No? Yeah.
And you said, Maharaj, a devotee faces a grueling test and everything. Like in the time of Srila Prabhupada, he went with $7, and when he was there, his typewriter was stolen. But he was never upset. He just went on with his plan of preaching.
Even some devotees stole from him so many dollars, not 7, 8, 70,000, 80,000. One president ran away. You know, in the beginning, took up one of Prabhupada's disciples even, ran away with her. But Prabhupada never got disturbed. You know. And not only one, but when he started, you know, preaching Krishna consciousness, so many complications could have arisen. But Prabhupada did not. And when Prabhupada left, complications started surfacing out. Alright? I remember the first court case in New York. Ever was in 1975, the brainwashing case, and Prabhupada knew that things are going to come, and he gave very simple instructions: don't be afraid. Right? We have no other ammunition but our books, so give the judge my set of my books. If he is intelligent, Krishna will be him. And that was the only when devotees were so much disturbed, they were writing to Prabhupada, this is happening, that is happening. And devotees were even confined into jail. There was a kidnapping case also going on simultaneously. Deprogramming and other things started from that point too. So, Prabhupada said, look, I told you, devotional service, you know, is a very serious matter. You know, if you are a devotee, but because they are not familiar, or they think you are a funny character, they will laugh at you. First they will ignore you, then they will laugh at you, and the third thing, they will persecute you. Right? So, one time he cried, we don't have any other protection except Lord Shri Krishna. That made the devotees very sincere, very, very sincere, because this total dependency on Lord Shri Krishna that happens. He wants to please Krishna by following the order of the spiritual master, and nothing can budge from that. Okay. Thank you very much. God bless you.